We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center joining us. Our president and CEO, Ron Peterson, infection preventionist, Stephanie Free, and director of marketing, Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, as always, we'll let you start with the latest numbers this morning.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. You know, I think the word today is that we are at all-time highs on most of the numbers. So just remember that. We are now, I think last week I reported we just hit over the 100,000 mark, but we are now up to 107,679 total cases statewide. Active cases, we're up to 9,490. I believe that's up a couple, probably 1,000 or so from last week. Hospitalizations, we are up to 676, which from yesterday is up about 27. Ventilators, we have 94 patients on ventilators. And unfortunately, we have had 1,857 deaths across the state due to COVID. In Baxter County, we are up to about 668 total cases, 104 active, and 10 deaths for residents who have lived in Baxter County, unfortunately. And if you look at the six-county area, the five contiguous counties to Baxter County here in Arkansas, we've had total of 2,280 cases, and we're up to 388 active cases. So we're definitely very active. As a system, we've started to actually increase our tests also. We're up to 8,397 total people tested. Of those, we've had 429 positives. We've had a total of 98 people admitted to Baxter Regional Hospital due to COVID. We currently have 15 in the hospital. That is not our high, but we have currently right now 15. Six of those individuals are in ICU, and one individual is on a ventilator. And unfortunately, we have seen 23 deaths here at Baxter Regional Medical Center due to COVID. Employees, we've had a total of 75 employees test positive for COVID. We are currently down a little bit in the active number, the number of active cases. We have 11, and of course, I want to remind everybody that all 11 of those are isolated and staying at home, and so we still take care of both COVID and non-COVID illnesses here at Baxter Regional.
One thing we want to mention, I know we've done this in the last couple of weeks. Ron, you mentioned 23 deaths at the hospital. When you look at the numbers in Baxter County, obviously a lot lower. That doesn't mean everybody that has passed away at the hospital was either from Baxter County or has been reported, right?
That is correct. I think it's both. When you talk about 23 deaths, we serve about a 10 or 11 county area, and several of those patients are from outside as far as their residents. Outside of Baxter County. So you are correct. You need to look kind of at both numbers and say, okay, well, people who live in Baxter County is 10, or maybe we're missing one or two because not reported yet, and 23 total is what we've had in our hospital.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, I understand the hospital has some new digital screening stations at the entrances. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about our new screening stations. We've had them in place now for about a week. And so there are two at each entrance when you come through. And basically the volunteer, patient, visitor, staff member, whoever comes through is going to answer those same screening questions that the screener themselves were giving previously on this computer monitor. There's also a device above the monitor that almost looks like a phone that actually is taking your temperature and records it and gives you your temperature right there below on the very bottom of that device. And so it's a pretty quick process. We're still working out all the kinks, but yeah, it's pretty exciting and it's very reliable and it helps us log any information that we may need for employees.
Very good technology. Unfortunately, the state yesterday reporting its first flu death. Why are we starting to see any reports of flu as far as Baxter Regional is concerned?
We have actually seen our first flu patient. They have been admitted and been released. So they were here for just a couple of days and did well and was sent home.
Well, that's good. Let's talk about testing supplies. How's the hospital doing? We're hearing a lot of the national media about numbers being up because testing is up. Is that true?
We are doing great on testing supplies right now. You know, we're holding steady. The governor did have a conference yesterday. He now has that weekly on Tuesdays, and he did report kind of what they're doing is comparing Tuesday's data of this week to Tuesday's data of last week, because it seems to be less at the end of the week and more in the middle of the week. And when you compare those 2 days, he did say that we had about 100 more cases in comparison to last Tuesday, but the testing was up about 1,000. So there is definitely increase in testing as we are seeing more cases.
Well, Stephanie, of course, a big night Saturday night. Do you have some tips on how families can safely enjoy Halloween activities this year?
Yeah, so there is some great guidance on the Arkansas Department of Health website. And, of course, if anyone has COVID-19, if they've been exposed to someone with COVID-19, they should not participate in in-person Halloween activities or give out candy or do any of those things because, of course, that's going to be an increased risk. They also say that a costume mask is not a substitute for a cloth mask, so please keep that in mind. And then they also list some lower risk activities, moderate risk activities, and higher risk activities. So I thought I'd share a couple examples of those. Your lower risk activities are going to be things that you do at home, such as carving or decorating pumpkins, decorating your home, those kinds of things where you're staying at home. Your moderate risk activities would be participating in one-way trick-or-treating where individually wrapped goodie bags are lined up for families to grab and go while continuing to social distance. The higher risk activities are things they recommend that we avoid, and of course that's going to be the big one, which is participating in traditional trick-or-treating where treats are handed to children who go door-to-door.
Okay, good information. Tobias, any results yet from the community-wide testing event last week in Mountain Home?
Yeah, Brad, we did hear back from UAMS about our testing last week with them. We tested 112 people that day, and there were 9 positive. So, you know, kind of with our numbers in the county, that seems to be kind of on par. So, we do are looking to maybe have them come back in the month of November. We're going to kind of keep an eye on things, and if we think that's needed and they have the capacity to, we're going to ask them if they'll come back.
Okay, that's good. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad talked about most of our numbers are at a high, and they are, most of them speaking. And if you look at what people are projecting, it's probably not the peak. The peak will probably come in December or January. And so I think about what the governor said yesterday. That doesn't mean that we need to all stay inside and do nothing, but it does mean we need to be smart when we go out. And as Stephanie went through the things for Halloween, and as you think about the holidays and just even going out about your business, remember social distancing, remember the mask. That's a key. I'm surprised at how many individuals I still see without masks out there, and so really highly recommend that. Washing your hands consistently, keeping them away from your face, and again, keeping that 6-foot spread as much as you can would be very, very good. But not saying not go out, but just be careful and be smart when you get out there.
Definitely. Hey, great information again this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.